K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Good morning, Danielle.
All friendly, doesn't she?
Does.
What are you doing today?
I am calling you guys because I had this really amazing date lately and nothing came of it. And I'm really confused and I just want your feedback.
Oh, no.
You want us to call the guy, right?
I would love it.
Well, tell us what happened.
So I work at a local grocery store in the produce department, and there's this really cute delivery guy named Chris, and he always comes in and we talk, and I don't know, over time I've realized, you know, that we have a lot in common, and, you know, we both like going to Elsa's and, you know, getting margaritas, hanging out with our friends, all that stuff, and so I thought maybe it would be cute to invite him over for dinner.
Aww.
So yeah, so I decided to cook for him. He said yes. You know, we had this great night. I mean, he so thoughtfully brought me flowers, bottle of wine. I mean, it was super romantic. Great conversation the whole night. You know, he liked the food. It was a really great night. And then all of a sudden, he was like, well, I have to get up early. And he left. And then I haven't really seen him since then. He hasn't come into the store. He hasn't called.
Aww.
How was your cooking? It wasn't bad, was it?
Well, I just said he said he liked it.
Saying that it was, I mean, he kept complimenting the food and the atmosphere. I lit a bunch of candles and I had, you know, nice music playing, and he just kept saying how nice it all was. So it seemed like he was having a great time.
Huh.
Something's up.
Yeah, something is up. We'll see if we get to the bottom for you. I heard you say his name's Chris, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what we'll do is we're going to stick you on hold for a minute. We're going to grab Chris's phone number off the air and we'll call him, get him on here in a couple minutes, find out what he's got to say.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Danielle, what'd you cook?
I made chicken and salad, some bread.
Oh, that's easy. That sounds
easy.
Good.
All right, well, if you're ready here, I got most of his phone number. I'm going to push the last digit, okay?
Okay, shh.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, could I speak to Chris, please?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris, this is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, hi.
Did we catch you at a bad time?
I'm sorry, that must be a different, I listen to talk a lot in my life.
Oh, well, that's our sister station.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're a country station.
Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Yeah. And we're going to only take a few minutes of your time.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris, we have a question for you. We had somebody call us asking for some help.
All right. what's like a pickup truck and what?
He's confused.
It's
totally
okay.
Confused.
It's all right, Chris. We'll explain. Here's what happened. Somebody called us and was kind of trying to figure out what happened to you. Her name was Danielle. You remember Danielle, right?
Yes.
Well, she said that, you know, you guys met at the local grocery store there where she works, and you guys work, and went over for dinner, and she tried to make it romantic for you. She liked you, but she hasn't heard anything back from you, and she asked for our help.
We try to help people.
Oh, we had dinner at her place, and she's cute, and she's a great person. If we got along. I don't know how to say this without sounding...
We like it straight up blunt, man. We like to hear the truth.
Did you go over to
I'm
her
a
house?
Guy who has, I have to have somebody. That, all right, here's the we're eating. Everything's good. The table is incredible. All dressed. Everything laid out really nice. It's talking, chatting, it's wine, and I'm at the table. I hear this bam, and she runs into the kitchen. I go. I'm going to help her, and no, don't do that. And she says it was the dog. Just don't worry about it. And I'm thinking, well, then where's the dog? I don't know. She comes out a little while later with chicken, and it's really, really crispy. I couldn't tell that it was almost burned looking at it. And there was salad that was like dressing with a little bit of lettuce.
That's my kind of salad right there.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. But it was chicken. Okay. We're on the radio. But I'm eating it, and I bite in, and the outside is kind of cooked. But it was as if a frozen chicken that was cooked, and the outside got cooked. The inside was still
absolutely raw.
Oh.
Like the veins and there was still blood.
Ew.
Real blood. Not red meat, real blood. And Okay, I'm going to sound like a jerk. I'm like, I have to have somebody who can cook, and she can't cook. And
it was not that bad. It was not that bad.
Hey, Chris, you know who that is?
Yes, that's Danielle.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle.
I really tried. I worked all day making that meal. I did not think it was that bad at all. Maybe you got a bad piece of the chicken or something.
That was, you know, that joke, the politicians go to rubber chicken dinner, and I wish.
I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't cooked a lot before. I really don't cook very often, and I don't know, I just wanted to do something special for him. You know, they always say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, so I thought I would try and put something together.
She was trying.
Well, I guess he figured since you work in a grocery store.
Right? It's produce, though. She's on the produce.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I do a lot of TV dinners.
Oh, no.
I work so much, I don't always have time to cook.
Oh, no.
You know, Chris, but it's not all about what's just happening in the kitchen, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, not just cooking in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, strawberries. Good stuff. Uh-huh.
All right, well.
Mystery
the kind
else.
In the kitchen, if it is in the kitchen, I'll be doing that.
Okay.
That's fair.
Maybe you guys could, you could teach Danielle how to cook, and it could be like, you know, something fun to do.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
As a show of goodwill, Fry, let's set them up.
Neither of you will have to worry about cooking if you both agree to this. We got a limo, and we'll send you somewhere nice to eat.
Someone else cooks.
Yeah. Maybe don't order the chicken. But if you guys both agree, we can set you up.
You willing to give it another shot, Chris?
Yes. Yes.
Danielle, is that okay by you?
Yeah, I think that would be great. Takes the pressure off of me. Yeah.
Danielle, stick to like pizza or something, you know?
Order out, girl. Do what Fry does.
This is true. What I do is I used to sneak out and go get food and then come back and dirty up a bunch of dishes and go get like Bob Evans or something and make it look like I cooked, but I didn't do it.
That is a great idea.
There you go. Well, you two have fun on your date, and I'm glad that you guys are both going out again.
Thank you.